Blog Talk Radio.
As we
welcome to Barbershop VAC.
Chavez.
Who?
Charles. I got a couple kids need cut. I need to tighten up myself.
Oh, we got you. Come on in and have a seat, man.
We separate ourselves from their mother. Barbers think they sweet in these CO streets. Come on, suckers, man, your razor game's weak. I shouldn't see blood trickling down his cheek. 3719 South High Street. Come get your head right, these barbers are trying to eat. Just ask the cop when you call the shop. We get all the kids fresh, even mom and pop. How much they charge for that cut? A quarter? Man, your barber better off with Mickey D's taking orders. Old school, new school, need a cut, yo. No burn, baby, burn, we got that cool touch, bro. Let me tighten up that hawk and shape up the throw. One of the coldest in the O. In case you didn't know, here we go. Tonsorial artiste in the place. Messing with them butchers, it ain't safe. They'll make your skin chase. Rashes on the masses, bumps from dirty razors. Man, them clients hate ya. Cool Rizzy blaze heads, snuff said. Barber's mad cause they fake game's dead. I got one in the chair, but you next in line. Man, I cut the whole city, I'm out here on my grind. And I'm one of O State's finest. You rewind this, BZ's behind this.
BZ, get cut, get cut. Southside, get right, get right. CO, get fresh.
Put out the cuts that excite the city.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to In the Zone with your man Chavez Moment. This is me, your host for the evening. Welcome to another show. We're back here on a Monday right here at the Barber Zone Barber Studio, 3719 South High Street. As you heard my man Cool Ray say on the song, we're on the south side of Columbus, Ohio. 614-491-SHOT. That's 7467. Y'all, thank you for tuning in to another show, talking about another topic that, you know, touching our barber industry. So we're going to see what, how individuals feel about this. We're talking about education. We talk about education a lot. You know, keys to education, you know, ways to get education. When you go to the shows, what type of education do you get? We're about to talk about something a little different. We're going to talk about how does the lack of education affect the barber game. That's what we talk about tonight. The lack of education. How does that affect the barber game? So we're going to see if we get a few individuals on the line, see how they feel about that topic. So, yeah, here at the Barber Zone, this is our Blog Talk Radio show, man. We here, we talk every week about what's going on in the barber and the hair business. So, yeah, thank you for all the support, the emails, the texts, the calls. We appreciate that. That shows that, you know, we're not just doing this just for ourselves. We're showing us that you guys love what we're doing. That's why we're here every week. So appreciate you. And make sure you follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We're on LinkedIn. Hit the official Barber Zone website, which is barberzone.org. Also, if you need that clothing, check it out, barberzoneclothing.com. Got some items on there for you that you might like. A little respect the game. Apparel assist says barbershop. We got the Black Man's Country Club. You know, the Blue Collar Country Club. We got a few items on there. And we got nothing like a woman's touch. A little stuff for the ladies on there also. Check it out. BarberZoneCoby.com. Let's see here. If you're listening on the internet, you can listen right through BarberZone.org. Or you can catch us on BlogTalkRadio.com/BarberZone. But if you want to call in, you want to talk about this topic this evening, the number is 347-637-3850. Make sure you press 1. We'll get you on the line so we can get your opinion on how you feel about the lack of education and how that affects you. So, but before we go any farther into the show, y'all know how we got to start it off, man. We got to start it off with those shout outs, those prayers, you know. So, take some time to say, Father, thank you for another day. Thank you for another opportunity. The blessings that we're able to come here this evening to do this show, that things that would be on the show may be a upliftment to somebody's career and help them be a better barber, better person. So, Father, we just say thank you for your guidance, for your blessings, for all your grace and your mercy that you bestow on us every day. Because we know we're not out here doing this by ourselves, so we just take time to say thank you for all that you do for us. Father, when we're in those times, when we're in those struggles, just let us know that you're our comfort. When we need direction, you're our navigator. So we just say, Father, allow us to be the best that we can be, that we can shine your light in our shops, in our communities, that we can touch people in a way that would be glorifying to you. So as we go on, we just say, Father, thank you for blessing the Barber Zone and everything you're doing for us. And let us be better than we were yesterday. Father, all this we ask in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. All right, y'all. Education. We talk about education all the time. From the time you're able to speak, you're getting educated on how to walk, how to talk, how to act. We're talking about education and business and this trade that we love called barbering. Y'all know we go to hair shows. You know, you get a few individuals that we see all the time that go to hair shows, trade shows, and they teach classes or whatever it may be. But as a whole, is the barber industry being educated? Are we advancing our education, or are we still stuck back in the same traditional type things that, you know, you hear old barbers say, man, I've been doing this for 30 years, so what I need to go to a class for? Education, you never stop learning. Never stop learning until that last breath you take, or at least you shouldn't stop learning until that last breath you take. So how is the lack of education hurting the barber game? Well, let's say affected, but it does hurt the barber game. You get barbers out here that through the lack of education or miseducation, they misguide their clients. They just don't do the things that they need to do to be the best professional barber that they can be. You know, we go to school, we go our 18, 15, 2,000 hours. We get that license. But after we get out of barber school, there's no requirements for the barber industry. You don't have to go to any advanced training classes, schools, or anything. So we end up being complacent, and since we don't, you know, since we're not required, like stylists, cosmetologists, to get continual education hours, we don't go to those classes, we don't go to those shows, we don't buy those videos, because we're not required, we're not mandated to. So we got to change our mindset, people. We got to educate ourselves, and that way we educate our clients also. And for the barbers that do go to classes and hair shows and end up in Brunner and all of that, bring back some information for the other barbers. Teach them something. Enlighten them. That way, maybe they'll go to the show with you the next time. So that's just a little bit. That's just a little start. So, but y'all, I'm forgetting. We got a couple announcements to make, you know. I think I kind of leaked it out on the last show, but this evening I was at a meeting. I was meeting, it's called Fort Rapids. It's a family resort water park. Y'all, it's time to go down. Let me just say that. Labor Day 2012 here in Columbus, Ohio, is going down. Come get your head right, Barber Weekend. Family-oriented Barber Weekend. It's going to be Labor Day, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, here in Columbus, Ohio. It's a family event. Don't leave your family. I know it's the holidays, so we're doing it for the whole fam. We're having it at Fort Rapids. It's a water park, hotel, resort. So while you're in classes, your family could be down playing in the water. You know, arcade. I just came back. I didn't know that the place was like that. So, you know, we're doing things a little, you know, out of the ordinary that, you know, people don't usually do at hair shows or trade shows or whatever, because it's not a hair show. This is not a hair show. That's why it's called the Come Get Your Head Right Weekend. We coming, we're going to have some classes, we're going to have some fun, some network, team building, business building, meetings. We're going to do some bowling at night. Yeah, I like to do fun stuff. So we're doing bowling one night. It's also the weekend that my man Curtis Smith and the Exotic Team is bringing the Hair Battle Tour to Columbus, Ohio. So one first night we're doing bowling. The next night we're doing the Curtis Smith at the Martha's Bistro. Nice little spot. It's going to be hot. But then we also doing a barbecue, a B-A-R-B-E-R-Q. Told you we doing a family event. We doing the barbecue, but also this is what's gonna set it off different from any other show you've been to. We doing tours of the Ed Jeffers National Barber Museum. Yeah, y'all didn't even know we had that. So with this show, we're talking about education. We're going taking it all the way back to the beginning of the barber game. The Ed Jeffers Barber Museum on Monday. So y'all make sure you get here, Columbus, Ohio, September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Here for the Come Get Your Head Right Weekend. It was crazy. We went to Fort Rapids. I never got to walk through Fort Rapids like that. But, y'all, it's an awesome, awesome place. Got to see the rooms. I'm telling y'all, when y'all see it on the website, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, when you see it, Come Get Your Head Right Weekend, you better reserve your rooms. They got some nice, nice rooms, but they only got a limited number of the they got rooms, man, that hold 12 people. You know, so we doing quad rooms, which is four individuals, all the way up to 12 people. That's why we're saying it's a family event. Bring your family. They even got the rooms with the bunk beds in it for the kids. Come on, man. Y'all gonna see how the barber zone gets down in Columbus, Ohio when it comes to this barber thing. Do not miss this event. I'm bringing in some of the top educators from all over the country. We're doing demonstrations. We having meetings. We having I got to think of a name for it, but it's going to be like a barber symposium where you bring your ideas, bring your products, bring your tools, and let's have a meeting on how we can build each other's business together. That's the type of thing we're doing here. This is not this event right here, except for Curtis's joint, it's not about who's got the fastest fade or who's got the nicest design. This is about how we going to build everybody's business. Let's do that. It's too much to just flash and designs and cutting things, but we need to know how we can build our business. So that's why it's the Come Get Your Head Right Weekend. You know, I went down there with my man Chris Burke. Hey, man, this dude is a beast on the whole little planning type joint. So we was there. We got to walk through. It's bananas. Do not, I'm telling you, if y'all miss it, your kids is going to be mad. Because the water park is bananas. The little concession area, the hey man, I ain't seen that like this in those like regular hotel type joint. This is hot. We don't even gotta leave the property. Really. But it's since we're located where we also playing golf too. It's right down the street from the mall. It's gonna be a great barber weekend. So if you miss it, man, your career is gonna hurt. Cause we gonna also have we also looking to plan a barber like panel where we gonna get a select individuals. We're gonna put some categories together, some select individuals to sit on a panel, and you guys just get to ask them questions. No, we doing it different. We doing it different than what people normally do. And we're gonna add this. My man Chris put this out there. Let's do something for the ladies. We're gonna have like a ladies some type of event that's gonna be ran by the ladies. I got a couple individual, a couple sisters that I got in mind to kind of lead that, but we're going to make it happen, y'all. So just make sure you're here in Columbus, Ohio, September 1st, 2nd, 3rd, because it's going to be a great family weekend. Bring your family. Labor Day weekend. Don't leave them at home. While you educating and building your business, let them have fun, man. Let the fam get away and have fun. Don't just leave them in. So, but all right, y'all. Make sure. I normally get emails and tweets and all of this about it. You know, I kind of wasn't going to leak it out, but it's just, you know, I'm naming it and claiming it because everything's not even in order, but the God I serve and the way you work, it's already in order. So, y'all, make sure y'all get here to Columbus, Ohio. All right, let's get on this topic we're talking about, y'all, because y'all right here, Blog Talk Radio, you're in the zone with your man, Chavez Moment. We're about to talk about education and how it affects the barber industry. All right. Oh, y'all, one more. I'm sorry. I got so much on the mind, the barber mind, that I'm forgetting something. Y'all, we're starting. Still putting the numbers together. If you want to promote the product or be a sponsor of In The Zone, we got the packages coming out here in the next 2 weeks at the latest. That'll be on the website also. How to promote your business. We got a gold, silver, gold, and platinum packages to where you can purchase slots to advertise your business on this show, right? If we gonna use this show as a vehicle to upbuild people's business, why not promote your business on it? So it'll be coming. Y'all make sure y'all check out barberzone.org for all the updates. All right, y'all, we got people on the line, man. I appreciate y'all holding on. See, we got a few individuals. We gonna go to these lines real quick and see individuals think about how education, the lack of education, is affecting the barber industry. So we got a caller from the 484. So we're gonna go to these lines. You in the zone with your man Chavez Mama? Who we got on the line calling from the 484?
Craig Skills, what's up?
Good brother Skills, what's going on, man? Good evening to you, bro.
Good evening to you too, sir.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
So what angle you want me to talk about of the lack of education in the barber industry? Because in some reasons I feel as though as traveling around we're going backwards in education.
Okay. Well, go ahead and expound on that a little bit.
The lack of barber education is affecting the industry, and you know well as you travel around to all the shows, we subjecting this two three different things. We subjecting all the barbers are painting color on instead of doing real color. So that's lack of education one.
Okay.
Right? Because we're we're coming to be having smoke screens covering up work instead of doing real color, stripping the hair and putting color in. That's education. But a lot of barbers in the industry, you know well as I know across country, don't even know anything about color but a Beijing box.
Hey, a vegan box. So, get that right.
So that's right.
And they don't even know how to apply that right.
Right, right. So absolutely. So with all the competitions and all the stuff that's all now water is getting to be watered down, who is stepping up saying, look, we if you not have real color, then this is not, don't put that stuff in there. It has to stop. But it's a fad, so it's going to keep going. But I'm just saying, you said education, that's one. Two, education has the African American barbers across the country losing respect because they using the clippers instead of the shears. It's barbers that's just a clipper barber. They have no education on the shear work.
So we're we're single culture, and instead of being the multicultural hair cutters, tonsorial artists that we're supposed to be, we're limiting ourselves to one type of hair.
One type of cutting.
And, bro, that is so, so very true. I've got a multicultural shop.
Right, right. And I know that. Right. And you see that at the show, because if you're a barber and you only go to the Bonner Brothers show, you're losing your lack of education right there, too. You have to go to both sides. You just
can't say,
I'm going to Bonner's and that's it, because Bonner's is just one show. So you go to another show, you might find some different classes, and don't go to the most popular group that has a class, because now it turns into entertaining. You know as well, I know most people classes, are they really educating or are they entertaining?
Exactly.
So
that's why you heard me say the weekend that I'm planning for here in Columbus, it's about education. It's not about the entertainment. It's about the education. That's another one. I gotta write that down. That's what we need, is a color class.
Absolutely, a real color class.
We need a real barber-led, barber-driven color class.
Taught by barbers. And you will find out how many of the barbers that say they, quote-unquote, high-end or celebrity barbers can't get past the Beijing box. So people are making these statements. People are making all these statements on Facebook and all this false hype. But at the end of the day, it comes down to, are you talented enough in this game or to call yourself a barber, or like some of me and my closest friends call, half of them are bars. I'm only going to give them the last three. That's what we say. A lot of dudes are bars, you know what I'm saying? So, you can call me Eric or whatever, but, I'm studying this game, trying to the T, and I'm over 40, and I'm still studying the game.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's a consistent study.
That's the only way we can continue to get better. And see,
absolutely.
My thing is, why do you want to be stuck where you are? That's that old crab in the barrel syndrome. You got one brother to go to the show, but then you got six brothers at his shop that don't go, and he comes back with education, but they hating on him so much that he don't even practice the stuff that he just
in the shop. Absolutely, that's ridiculous. That means he has to leave that shop, or something has to go down, because cats are so much into this quote unquote underlying barber battle inside their shops instead of teach one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They all might not listen, but they all might act like they're not listening, but they are listening.
Yeah. Wow. I just don't understand. I hear barbers say things, to their clients or clients ask for a particular hairstyle, and since the barber's not educated on hairstyles or even terminology.
Right. Terminology. And barbers forgot the number one thing. They forgot the consultation.
Exactly.
Barbers don't even do a consultation. You know, even if you at a hair show and you cutting on stage, you still supposed to do a consultation before you jump on somebody's head. As you know, well, I know all the so-called mistakes at the barber shows. But I'm going to cover it up with some dye or some makeup or spray of color here and cover up that mark I just made. I mean, it's getting to be a circus clown show out here on the circuit of the hair shows, and that lack of education.
Here's another thing, since we're doing that, barbers. When you're at a trade show, and we're just going to use Bronner since that's the big one. When you're in a booth at Bronner cutting hair, you're supposed to be educating the people that's going by. You're supposed to be telling them what you're doing, what clipper you're using, why you're using that clipper, why you're using clipper over comb instead of using a guard, instead of using shear over comb. You're supposed to be able to do that.
This is my question for
an educator.
Right.
Are you able to describe your haircut? Are you able to put these words, terminology, where the rookie, I'm in school, barber, can understand what you're doing? Are you able to articulate that?
Right. You know, I'm going to share one thing for you before I go. I was in a meeting. I'm not going to name the barber company. I asked them a question. I said, what does it take for you guys to come out here and find barbers? He said, everybody that at every show can cut. Everybody can cut something good. But the number one thing everybody that can't do is they can't present their haircut through conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of barbers that are talented. But everybody can't be the educator. It takes a superior talent to educate somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So you might can cut, but you might cannot explain your haircut. You can get talked to if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But most barbers, as long as I get the glamour and the limelight at the show, I don't care about teaching nobody nothing. You see it all day at the shows.
Exactly. But here's the difference with our industry and other industry. Say, take a doctor, a surgeon, for example. If he's doing a procedure, he can tell you every step in that procedure, what he's doing and why he's doing it.
Absolutely.
But we're the originals, but we can't do that.
Right.
Man.
But it'll come. Do more education, more guys coming out. I see more guys coming out. And then we are in the height of the barber industry, so I deal with the youth. As long as I attack the youth, then I'm good. The older guys are stuck in their ways. I'm with teaching the youth. Give me the young guys.
Yeah, there it is. Hey, Craig. Hold on a second, man. I got some other individuals on the line, man. They want to join in and say some things. Hey, you know, y'all are in the barber zone with your man, Chavez Moment, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Hey, be sure you hit the barber zone website. We got this product called Cool Touch, man. No, this part of the education, no more alcohol in the shop. Alcohol, sea breeze, witch hazel, whatever that is not good for your skin. It dries your skin out. When you edge that person up and your clippers aren't set correctly, it burns them. We have a product, no more alcohol, no more burn. Comes out as a foam. You just take it out and you put it in your squirt bottle, squirt it on your next strip, and apply it to the edge up. It's healthy. Kills MRSA, HIV, has healing agent and moisturizers in it. So when you get done, apply it to your clients, man. Give your clients the Cool Touch. It's available at barberzone.org, man. Check it out. All right, so we about to go back to the line on how does the lack of education affect the barber industry? Got a caller from the 443. Let's see what we got on the line this evening.
Hey, what's up?
Looks like it might be my man,
bro?
Penny the Barber, man. What's going on, good brother?
What's going on with you? How you feel?
Oh, beautiful, man. Good evening to you.
Yeah, hey, look, I feel what the brother's saying, but as you know, I'm just kind of getting to this education thing too, right? And it's only for the lack of outgrowing what I've been doing so far. I mean, not the lack. I'm saying because of outgrowing what I've done so far, that I'm reaching out to get education and learning and getting more knowledge on my trade. As far as color, now I've never used BGAN. In fact, I've never done anything but enhancement products. You dig what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can't go to the extent that the other brother went with the enhancement as far as the color and things like that. And honestly, about education, when you get down to education, I like to get more education. I like to learn more education about it. When I go to shows, even though Bronner is the first show that I actually got put on to follow, to be able to learn a little bit of something, even if it's just a little bit, if I walk away with a little bit of knowledge, you know, it's well worth it. Now, I've never actually been to any other show. I plan to go to other shows. I plan to go to a lot of other shows. But right now, I'm just walking. I'm crawling. I'm not even walking. I'm crawling.
Yeah.
So I have a plan. I'm setting my plan in motion. You know what I mean? So, I mean, I don't knock them because I was one of those brothers. In fact, I come from a region where education is not a must. So, you know, I can't talk bad about them. I can just say I wish that they got the education that they need so that they can earn and reach their full potential. You know, and maybe you're right. Maybe some of these color classes need to be done by barbers so that we can have it applied to what we do and not what the cosmos do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, that's my understanding of what he's saying. So, you know.
Yeah, because Cosmo they do things way different than we do.
Right, right. They're not dealing with the same length of hair that we do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we already know the Cosmo people want to do what we do.
Right.
They want to learn our cutting and our finishing techniques that we do. You know, you'll find Ben, you haven't been to a lot of classes, but you'll find the majority of people that come in hair cutting classes are stylists.
Cool.
A lot of them.
I can stylists. I can see that with my own eyes.
Yeah.
I can see that with my own eyes.
Yes, so
it's not hard to tell. I know a Cosmo from a barber anyway. I can smell a barber from a mile away. Cosmo, you know, I can tell the difference between the two.
Yeah, so it is right. We need classes that are taught by practicing barbers. Show me how to do the color, bro. Or not even say bro. It might be a system. Right. Come on and show me how to effectively apply that color in the barbershop, not in a salon. We know when sisters go to the salon, they there forever. I need to know how to do it effectively in the barbershop where I can still maximize my money. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, y'all, but seeing how it's, you know, the lack of education, how it's affecting the game, I mean, what do we do to increase the importance of education to these barbers that don't want to come out to shows or don't find any value in coming into the show? Because that's what it is. You don't attend anything because you don't find any value in it.
Right.
So how do we change that? Do we start it, you know, in the shops at the shows, or do we start that in school? So that's the question I have.
Say that again. Ask that question again.
I said, you know, we talk about the lack of education.
I'm wondering how can we get it out to you know, focus on the importance of advanced education in barbering. Do we start it in the shops? Do we do it at the shows, or do we start it in barber school, where we let, you know, the young students know that once you get out of school, there's a whole bunch more for you to learn.
I got a question for you, Shabazz. Since you asked the question, I'm in a way I'm kind of answering the question, but I'm gonna give you another question. How many educators actually go back to the barber schools?
Wow.
And give the students what they know, so that when they get out here, they understand the importance of showing up at shows, at classes, reaching out to people that they know that might be able to teach them something new. How many people do that? How many of us do that?
Right.
I mean, we show up at the shows and we give our input at the shows, but honestly, and this is just, I haven't been there a long time, but this is just my observation. Man, we show up at the shows because we're making money off the show. So
right.
We're going to educate because we're able to make some money at the show. But who's going to walk into a school and teach a class at a school? And I mean, honestly and truly from the heart, teach the class and let them know what it's all about, so that when they do get out here, they'll see you at a show and they'll be more reluctant, they'll be more susceptible to finding out what else you've learned or what else you might have to teach them in order to get them a little further. I mean,
but you see what the problem is sometimes? See what the problem is sometimes? You get the schools that won't let you come in and teach because you're not a licensed instructor, right? So that way you're stuck. You got all this experience, you know, field experience and knowledge that you can bring, but you're not able to share it with the students because you're not already a licensed instructor.
How are you instructing classes at a show if you're not a licensed instructor?
Can I say something, please?
Yes.
This is Craig Skillick, brother. I'm glad to meet you. And I'm one that, you know, I'm not a licensed instructor, and I teach at, I do classes at the shows, and I do classes in the school. That again is, if a person, I know some schools say you're not a licensed instructor, but you yourself have to research on how to still get into school. See, everything goes back to researching yourself and educating yourself to get back into the school. If you using your Facebook and all your teachings are at the show, you show the school, look, I'm on the road teaching already. So that's, you're really not a teacher on the road. You're a platform artist. That's where people get mixed up. You're not teaching on the road. Most people are doing platform work and end up in the class doing platform work, but they say they educators. No, you're not.
Right.
You're just doing platform work.
Right.
Exactly.
So that's where the mess
exactly.
up is going. People going to shows seeing a platform artist. You're not seeing an educator on stage. Most of the people at the shows are not educators. They're a platform artist. But yet, once again, education. They get on Facebook and all these other media outlets and say they're an educator now after they do one class at the bottom of the show.
Mm-hmm.
You was just a platform artist just got invited to somebody's class. See, all this goes back to the whole page of education is getting crazy out here in the barber industry.
So, see, you know, now I've done my research, and in the state of Maryland,
right.
you only have to be a master barber in order to be a educator to teach.
But
a
what
class.
Makes you a master barber, though? In Maryland, what makes you a master barber? Is it time? Is it education? I mean, what is it?
Time. 14 or 15 months. 14 or 15 months allows me to be able to step in to any classroom, any school, and teach, basically.
Do you have to take the test?
if I came in the door knowing nothing, if I came in the door knowing absolutely nothing about this craft, and I got my license in 9 months, and then I waited another 15 months to get my master's license, I can teach.
So you get so you get a license for that? Do you have to take a test, or you just say after 12 months I'm a master barber?
No, you get a you have to take a test. Take a test.
Okay.
105 questions.
Okay. So combine that with you passing that test and with your experience, you become a master barber in Maryland, and you're able to go into the schools and teach in Maine.
You're right, but if you come into the school raw, how can you say you're a master barber after? Because basically, what they're saying is, after about, let me see, it take about 9 months. After about 24 months, you have the experience to say that you're a master barber. Basically, that's what it's saying.
Wow.
Because you got to figure if it's nine months in school. If it's 9 months in school, right?
How many hours do you have to do in Maryland?
1,200.
That's it?
You take your test after you've done your 9 months in school, and then you go another 14 months or 15 months after that, then that adds up to what? 24 months, right? 2.5 years almost?
Yeah. So just to obtain a barber license in the state of Maryland, it's only 1,200 hours.
1,200 hours. That's it.
You gotta be kidding me.
That's it.
I kind of think it's more than that, really. But I'm gonna take your word. But that kills me right there. 1,200 hours.
Well, It's 1,200 hours, but for apprenticeship, now if you go on the apprenticeship, it's 2,200 or 2 years.
Mm-mm-mm. Man, that's crazy.
For barbering, it's 1,200 hours, you know. Which, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but if you get somebody that's raw in the game and then all of a sudden they want to turn around and teach in a class, then, I mean, how real is that?
Not real. It's not really realistic for you to be able to, I mean, not saying that you can't, but come from raw nothing to, you know, a educator that's a master barber educator in a school. I don't know. You got to do your time. You've got to be in the field doing your thing, your ups and downs, find out. Barbering is all about education and experience. Things that happen in the shop that didn't happen yesterday is what builds your barber knowledge and builds your barber resume. It's just hard for me to say after 14 months. You can come back and be an instructor. I don't know. But, I mean.
I can see you going in and having some skills before you went in. And while you were in there, you were helping out and getting your, you know, and showing some things to some of the students that didn't know, helping to guide them a little bit in the right direction.
Yeah, maybe a part-time instructor, but not the full-time. So, but we're going to see. Hey, but Benny, but hold on, man. We're going to keep it moving, man. We got some other callers on the line, man, right here. You're in the zone with your man, Chavez Moment, right here on Blog Talk Radio. The number is 347-637-3850. We're talking about education and how the lack of affects the barber industry. So let's move on a little bit. We got a caller from the 281 and one caller from the 614. Let's keep it moving with a caller from the 281. Welcome to In the Zone with Chavez Moment. Who we got on the line with us from the 281?
Worldwide Wilcox, baby. What's happening? Man, I'm tired, man. I woke up to catch the show, man. 15 states in the last 2 weeks. I'm down here in Alabama right now. So I just left New York yesterday. I'm on my way to Chicago for the Proud Lady. So it's a very good topic because it's very important. Even though I'm not a barber, but I'm on the product side of the game, then, you know, a lot of guys think they know everything because they've been in the shop for a long time. You still have to be willing to go back to school and educate yourself or learn from people that do different things. A lot of the shaving techniques in the shop is not up to par. A lot of the sanitation is not up to par, and all that's due to lack of education. So it's very important to get out here and learn and keep learning, man, because every day the game is changing, you know. A lot of barbers don't want to go back to school. A lot of barbers don't want to learn from other barbers. They think they know everything. At the same time, they're not helping their clients by having that type of mentality, you know.
Exactly. We're not just affecting the barber game. We're affecting our clients with the lack of education. You know, I heard somebody telling a lady about her son's the texture of his hair, and it was just so crazy. It wasn't my shop, but you know, I was just like, man, why is this dude telling this lady about this shop? So I just had, you know, I just had to chime in like, hey, when I was in school, I only learned about three different types of hair, straight, wavy, and curly. There's only three types, and all barbers should be able to cut all types. And he just kind of looked like, I'm like, yeah, there's three types, straight, wavy, and curly. Three types. Everybody in the world fits in those three categories. You might be fine, coarse, something like that, but other than that, no, man, no. There's three types. So I kind of busted the dude's bubble, but you know, I couldn't let him sit there and just keep talking about it like that. Like, come on, bro. So. But Will's right, man. The lack of education, man, is what hurts the game so bad. No, so let's see. We got another caller coming on the line, man. Hold on, Will and Benny. Let's see here. Calling from the 614. Welcome to In the Barber Zone. Who we got on the line with it?
I got one thing. If you ain't chasing down all the education that you get, you're not barbering. That's it. That's the bottom line. This is Chris Burke.
Oh yeah, that's Chris. I know that's Chris.
But I'm just saying, if you're not learning, and it don't even really, I mean, a lot of the stuff that I pick up, it doesn't have a barber pole on it. You know, science don't have a barber pole on it. History don't have a barber pole on it. You know, when I talk about the business side of the game, it don't have a barber pole on it. That's what I like about what Will came on. He says, I'm not a barber, but I'm coming to you real, and I'm bringing you the truth. And if you're not listening to Will Wilcox, you're not going to be a barber for long because he knows what's going down. I've been talking to Will on the phone for hours, and I'll be like, man, for real, you like schooling me in stuff that I got licenses for. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm going to sit at his feet, and I'm going to suck it up, take it in, you know what I mean? Because Will is right. You know, Will comes from a different side of the game. Like you said, he's coming in with the products and all of that.
And the product
side, Will will tell you
yeah.
how to run your business. Will will tell you how to market yourself. Will will tell you, you know, whatever, we'll tell you the missing part in your game. Whatever it is missing, he's going to. Am I right, Will?
Oh, yeah. He's going to let you know. Hey, but Chris, but tap into this, though. And I see we just got some more callers that just joined the show. Welcome to the show. I'll get to y'all in a minute. Got a caller from the 770.
and from the 832. So we'll get to y'all here in a minute. If you got something to say, press 1 and I'll get right with you. But Chris, how is the lack of it hurting the barber game? How is it affecting the barber game?
It's holding the industry as a whole back. It's changing the bar. It's lowering it. I mean, we always talk about raising the bar. It's actually lowering the bar because I look at it like seasoned territory. There's a piece of a pie out there, and the pie is called the hair industry, right? Barbers throughout history have started the hair industry, but they've lost 80 to 90% of the market share when you look at it financially to cosmetologists. Now, I mean, I went to barber school and I went to cosmetology school too. So I'm talking from both sides of the fence. But I know where the territory is, but I want barbers to take it back. You know, that's where my heart is, and that's what I always talk about. That's who I want to see with the bigger piece of the pie. That's whose pockets I want to see fat. And, you know, just the bottom line is without education, because we don't talk about education, because we don't pursue education, you know, we think we're sweet because we're at the top of the heap, but the heap is just like a little ant hill, man. You know what I mean? That's just how I see it.
Man,
that's a good point. Like I try to tell you, you know, the education part of the game, you know, it's just not just cutting hair. I mean, it's products, it's learning business, it's other things you can learn. For educating yourself, you know, a lot of guys in the barbering game, you know, have degrees for different things. Chavez, you know, doing staying in account. My degree is business administration, you know. People always ask me all the time, Will, can you cut? Yeah, I can cut. I just cut hair in the Navy. That's what I did on the boat. I did Caucasian hair and black hair on the boat. But I won't call myself a barber because I won't disrespect the game because I don't have a license. You'll never see me at the antique barber booth cutting unless I have a license because I have too much respect for the game. So, you know, at the same time, I try to tell a lot of barbers, man, there's so many different things out here you can learn. If you're taking this stuff back to your shop, it's only going to make it better, you know. And the reason why the stylists are stepping into the game now because a lot of the men, I have guys calling me from all over the country, like, can you find me a female barber? And I'm like, wow, I got the best men barbers. Like, nah, bro, I want a female barber because they take better care of me. They doing facials. They doing different things that men barbers don't do. They make it sound have bumps and all that. So, like, I tell a lot of guys out here right now, guys need to start getting with me when I come to shows and we can talk business about different things. But, you know, guys need to step it up because a lot of women started getting that razor license and they're going to start seeing a lot of their money disappear if you don't start doing other style of barber.
Well, they ain't taking it from me because I'm doing facials, so it ain't a whole lot to that.
it's not a lot to it, easy, but you have a lot of guys, they're reluctant to do it because they feel like that it's not me. A lot of guys in the barbering business, they live off of image. It's not about you, man. It's about your customers.
Right.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Exactly. Hey y'all, but hold on, we got another caller that's coming on the show. Hey yo, y'all are in the Barber Zone with your man Chavez Moment right here on Blog Talk Radio. We got like 5 minutes left in the schedule show. But for all y'all that's been on the show before and that's listened before, y'all know we're gonna kick it in overtime a little bit. So if you on the line right now and you got something to say, we're gonna kick it in overtime, but press 1. So you'll be in the queue, so you can stay. So you can stay on while we talk a little bit more. But we're talking about education and how it's affecting the barber industry. Look like we got a caller from the 770. We're gonna see what they got to say. Caller from the 770. You're in the zone with Mitch and Red Mom. Who's on the line?
Cut queen.
What?
Oh,
boy, the sleeping giant has awakened.
Yeah, see?
You know,
see, hey, y'all start talking about the ladies, and the ladies show up. You see what it do?
You know,
hey.
I'm going to tell you something. There's really only one thing to say that we're missing, you know, and the lack of education is because so many people are not going to school anymore. you know.
But we're not required to. That's the problem.
No, I understand
we're not
that.
Required to.
This isn't about state requirements. This is about moral dedication. Now,
I've been cutting for 30 years, so why do I gotta go?
I got that. I understand that. Listen.
The barber boy don't
know. No, listen. Listen. You're not listening. We only got 5 minutes. We only got 5 minutes. It only take me 60 seconds to say what I have to say.
Oh no!
The problem
is that I'm just saying what the weak-minded barber saying. Oh,
nobody's
going to
school. But in addition to that, even if you don't go to school and you get your apprentice, nobody's. When I say go to school, I don't mean go to Empire or traditional barber school. I'm saying go to classes. You have to educate yourself on your own. You can go online. You can go to YouTube. You can learn, but these folks are not going. That's what I mean by going to school. They are not educating themselves. You know, I'm a student of the game. I've been cutting hair since 85, and I never stopped going to school.
That's why you're doing what you do. Hey, y'all, wait a minute. I gotta do this, y'all. I gotta do this for a second. Yeah, I see you calling from the 713 and the 216. I see y'all, 216. Press 1, and I got you for the rest of the show. But, your girl Davina just came out with the new issue of the Royalty Digest. Big up to you. I got to give you that right there on the air. Big up to Davina for the magazine she's coming out with, y'all. Y'all got to support it. That's what we got to do.
And
we
it's
need
a free
more
publication.
Stuff like, and it's free all day. She'll
it's
send
free
it to
all
you.
Day.
Just hit her up. Hit her up on Facebook or Twitter. Send her your address, and she's going to send it out to you. So,
make sure y'all get that Royal Black.
Hey, y'all, we got a couple more callers on the line. Y'all, hold on. We got a couple more. One from the 713. Who's this in the zone with us this evening from the 713?
This is Daniel Bernard. Hello, how you doing?
How you doing?
Good, brother Daniel Bernard. What's going on,
brother? What's going on?
Everything is good, Daniel, man. Everything is good. Welcome to the show, bro. Hey, real quick, add this. How's the lack of education affecting the industry?
It's affecting the industry greatly because some of the schools not, when the students come out of school, they're not learning everything that they need to know when they get in the industry.
So you saying the lack of education is in the school also?
Sometimes it is, and then sometimes lack of also communication when young barbers get in the industry and they're not listening to the older ones who's trying to tell them something.
Yeah. They don't want to listen. Yeah, they got the knucklehead syndrome. they got the knucklehead syndrome. Hey, Daniel, hold on. I got one more caller. We gonna slide in here, man. Calling from the 216. Just somebody calling from that Cleveland area. Who we got in the zone with us right now from the Cleveland area? That up northeast Ohio.
You silly. This Meek's here in South Carolina.
Oh, man, you a faker. Oh, I didn't even look at them last four. Oh. Hey, no, but hey, but welcome to the show. We got the ladies checking in, most definitely. We needed that female perspective. Hey, y'all, but y'all in the zone with your man Chavez moment, man. We about to kick it into overtime. The show is only an hour long, but we going a little extra long, so we got some peoples on the line. We talking about education and how it's affecting the barber industry. Let us hear from you, man. How is the lack of education affecting the industry?
The lack of education is affecting the industry because it's actually taking the integrity out of the craft. You know, you have young people that don't want to learn because they want to do what they want to do. Then you have older, you know, more seasoned vets in the game that don't want to learn because they already know what to do. But it's a process of never you can never learn enough. You know, we always need to upgrade and be in the know. You can't just say, well, I already know how to do a fade, temp fade, and, you know, that be it. If you 50 years old, that doesn't mean you stay back when you got licensed. You got to get educated to be in the now to be able to help people. You know, you can't help a young cat when he likes to do the style cuts. If you, I mean, I feel like I'm going to be 40 years old this year. I'm continuously educating myself. Even if I go educate somebody, I'm going to learn because I don't want to be a 46-year-old stylist. You know, hopefully I'll be the wind down if I am. But, you know, I don't want to be that old and be in the game and can't even keep up with the young people. I want to shut them down. If they don't want to learn, I want to be there to get it. That's how I feel about it. You know, we all need to learn.
Hey, yeah, we're supposed to learn something every day.
And you do, if you pay attention.
Oh, wow. What say, if you pay attention?
If you pay attention, you learn something every day. You might miss it if you ain't paying attention. I learn something every single day.
Exactly. You got to be a student of the game.
Pay attention. Hey, y'all, did y'all hear that? Just pay attention. Just
lack of education, man, and ignorance, man, it make it hard for barbers to unite and work as one. You know, I sit down with barbers, try to teach them how to start product lines, working together as a team. But like I said, lack of education. I also make a division when it comes to time to unite to work on certain projects or whatever. Then they have a jealousy factor when other people making money, they not. So that's another thing also.
People lack humility.
And then somebody say something like, people perish for the lack of education or lack of knowledge or something like that. So do we substitute that the barber industry is going down due to the lack of education?
Absolutely.
Because what I'm saying is you get the new barbers that's in school, they come out and they don't know how to cut hair. They know how to do fades and even all overs, but they don't know how to cut hair. So now you get them in the shop, and they're limited because of the education. You try to say something and teach them something. Man, I've been in school so long, I can do this. They don't realize, like, bro, you don't know anything.
And then they mad because they ain't got no clients, you know, because they don't want to take no instruction. And then they want to know what can they do to build their clientele up. Like, you want to ask that question, but you don't want to take the constructive criticism to learn to perfect your craft because you only, I mean, it's like you got to top each time you cut ahead. If you don't do better, nobody's going to look at what you're doing. People are watching you as you cut every single day. So they're always on the prowl for their backup barber. So if you garbage and you're not willing to learn, that's just how you're going to be in that chair, sitting down looking at everybody else cutting.
And another thing is, like, they got a lot of these new barbers got this instant oatmeal syndrome. They think they're supposed to just come into the barber shop, sit down, and the whole neighborhood's supposed to sit in their chair because they just spent 12 months in school. Sugar, no. You got to build your clientele just like everybody else did. And when you're building a business, anybody who studied business know that it takes time to build business, and it also takes consistency. And then you have to, you know, you have to pull the people in. They're not just going to come fly to you. You got to go out there with your business cards. You got to go out there with your flyers. You got to put it in the neighborhood. Do a couple kids. You know, listen, you got to put yourself out there if you're going to build your business. But no, folks come in with these, they come in the game with these cocky attitudes, and then they don't last but a week and a half in the shop.
Back to the front porch.
For real? It's funny you said that. I had one that lasted like 13 days. Listen to this now. Y'all talking about the young barbers. I just had a barber that quit last week. He was 53 years old.
Oh no, it ain't just the young ones. We got one that's 50 and can't learn crap.
This brother was so stuck in old style haircuts and everything.
Fish shoe syndrome.
Yeah,
he still got fish shoes. It's 72.
Little boy came in, and and asked for a mohawk.
He gave him a Caesar.
He gave him the literal Mr. T.
No.
Mohawk. The ball with the runway in the middle.
But the, you know, my dad's still a barber. He's 63, and he'll be like, "Oh, that ain't no mohawk. Mohawks are shaved on the sides. That ain't no mohawk." And I was telling my sister that today because my nephew wants a mohawk. I said, "Well, you find somebody that's into styling, because dad's not gonna do that. He old school traditional. He ain't been out here like that. But cut his butt off. But he ain't into those styles. But the thing about it is, he could probably show him a picture, and he could do it." Some of these barbers, like the guy we got in our shop, 50 years old, he's a student. He don't want to take no instruction. I don't care what somebody asks for next year. They either getting a low Caesar or a crooked tip fade. I don't care what you say. I want a little off the top. He taking it all off.
Nah,
I'm looking like,
what a hustler, baby.
And there's nothing you can do. Cut with the growth pattern. This dude go backwards. I'm looking like I didn't brush his hair like that. Some people just can't take it though. You know, I think in the business you got it or you don't. If you're not teachable, then you need to go and find another career, because it's gonna be it's like trucking uphill. Why you want to do that? And especially if you're not gonna take the lessons.
I had and here's another one. I had a young barber, you know, was trying to explain to him, you know, the importance of being able to cut straight hair. But man, I didn't get to do that in school. I said, bro, YouTube. Go to YouTube, and there's all type of videos on how to cut hair. Man, I ain't got no time for all of that.
See?
Bro,
you
don't have no time to build your business. So if that's what you're telling me, you don't have time for that. You're telling me that you don't have time to be in this barber game for a long time. And I left it at that.
Now, that's where that word hustler come in at. When people, you know, they trying to say, oh, the barber game is not a hustler.
Come on, here we go with that word again.
No. I'm about to lay it down right there. That's the difference. I'm a hustler, period. I'm going to claim that to the fullest. But those that don't want to learn, they want to just come in there and cut some hair and think they're going to make some money. Now, that's the bad, that's the negative hustler in the game right there. You know, he think he's just going to jump up. Like, what I do, I'm a stylist. I don't comb hair. I style. I'm a professional. But it's a lot of women in the game that come to comb some hair, you know, just to get a couple dollars and roll out, you know, when they get enough to go buy them shoes or that jacket or whatever. Or skip off work to go be with a homeboy. Those are hustlers in the game. Those ain't true.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Man, but when you say you a hustler, you gonna claim it. Me too. When I get up in the morning, it's about the barber game. All day, I'm promoting, doing the barber game. Everything I do is for my business. So yes.
In a hurry, I need to eat. That's my hustle.
I get up in the morning, hit that first Twitter. Yeah.
You know what I was thinking the other day, man. Was that game is so dumbed down, really? That the cats that think that they're sweet, they think they're sweet and they're cutting Caesars. I try to recognize it. No, for real. You can master a Caesar and you could be the sweetest dude in the game. You got a nice edge up, your cut is even, and it got a nice finish on it. But I started seeing different things happening in the industry where people are starting to cut freehand. And that's when I realized how far away freehand has been, because everything has been cut on the scalp for the past probably 8-9 years. Nobody's blending short to long, not like that, not like the taper froze that we was doing like 12-15 years ago, not like afros like when I was in barber college, or boxes. You know, this stuff is new, and people's transition from that, you know, from just the size to the length, is not sweet because they ain't been cutting that for 8 years. You know,
man.
I went through on the Barber Society. I literally took probably about 2 weeks, man, and went backwards to about 5,000 pictures of different people's stuff. And I was realizing whose game had, you know, had really added some things to their game, and they started to show their skill set. And what I realized is that they're starting to cut off the scalp. Let's folks sit there. People ain't cut off the scalp in years. And that's going to separate the good stuff from the chumps. You know what I'm saying? Really, when we start developing styles that put the pressure on you to be able to blend from bald into some serious length, and that length you have to have a steady hand. You just can't just run the clippers over somebody's head and think.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Everybody got a low and go.
Yeah, right.
Low and go.
Right.
Everybody got a low and go.
And you wearing badges for the baddest Caesar in the game.
Right. Oh man. Hey, but Burke, we here on the show in the overtime, but we got to talk about it again. We got the ladies on the line, too, so, Burke, we got to talk about it again. Y'all.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Putting it together. The Barber Zone is putting it together. Labor Day weekend here in Columbus, Ohio. That's September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. We're doing the first Come Get Your Head Right weekend. So all the barbers, come on to Columbus. We doing. Me and Chris went to a hotel resort today. Did a walkthrough. It's called Fort Rapids. It's a family water park. So this event we doing right here is a family event. It's gonna be on Labor Day. Do not leave your family. We always go to shows. And people leave their kids or whatever to come do the show. No. Bring your family with you. Come to Columbus, Ohio. We have an event for your whole family. Let's do it. Don't leave your kids. Bring them. It's a water park. While you in class or because we have an event, we're doing the bowling. Curtis will be here for the Exotic Hair Battle Tour. And we're doing the barbecue, we're going to do the golf thing, and we're also doing tours of the Barber Museum. So while you might be out some of that, let your family be at the water park, or they can go hit the malls, or whatever, but let's make this a family event. So, and for the ladies on the line, we're looking to do a ladies event where y'all run it, where the ladies can come together and do something in the barber game. I got a vision of doing things that we need to do at shows instead of just everybody wanting to do a class and do a haircut and, you know, keep it moving like that. No, we're doing like a barber symposium, too. Bring your ideas. Bring your magazines and your products. Let's see how we can put a network together where we can promote everybody's product as a unit, where we can get this money together as barbers. I know we're talking about the lack of education, but this event I want to have, we're doing education, we're doing classes with specific things. We're doing specific stuff like marketing, using the internet, how to build the client. We're going to do a color class. We're going to do multicultural, how to handle multicultural clients. A barber symposium. Chris wants to do a barber panel where we can get a group of individuals on the
stage in each category of the game,
and we just ask them some questions so we can get some cohesiveness in this thing. So y'all come to Columbus Labor Day weekend. We're gonna finish up all the paperwork and everything this week. So it'll be on the website, Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. Make sure you don't miss this event. It's going to be bananas. So bring your family.
Yeah.
Bring your family. And me and Chris got to see the rooms that they got. Yeah. They got rooms that are family specific. I mean, rooms with bunk beds and everything for the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and the water park and the little game room and where we go, you know, have dinner and, you know, we doing a brunch and we got some ideas. So, y'all, just come because this is going to be an event that you don't want to miss. Will, you got to be here in Columbus, bro. You got to
Yeah, Will. I got to have you on the panel, man.
We got to have the
make sure y'all give me the dates, you know. I'll go,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is that stuff we talked about a long time ago.
Too many people, man, in the game don't work together, man. So, you know what I mean? I try to work with everybody. So, you know, I represent like five companies anyway. So, you know, I work with everybody.
That's what this event is for, where we can all come together and people can exchange numbers. You can sit next to somebody that you really never got a chance to sit next to and talk to that person. Get their number, get their information. It don't make no sense that we go to shows and we just going to keep using Bronner just as that. No, makes no sense that we were all at Bronner all weekend with the same people, but yet when you get back to your city, you call me to get somebody else's phone number and they probably get information. Dude, you stood there right with him. What happened? So why don't you have the information? Well, I didn't get a chance to talk to him because so much was going on. Nah, we're not doing that this weekend. We coming where everybody can sit down like business professionals like we are. Not just barbers, but business professionals like we are. And let's come out with some productive results. That's the whole thing. Nobody's putting stuff together like this. We're going to shows and cats is cutting in their booths and doing their designs and they color or, you know, they glitter or whatever they doing. But nobody gets a chance to sit and talk to anybody and find out really what's in their head. How did you get to where you're at?
Right.
Nobody ever does that. We do the show and then we have five or six different events where nobody ever gets to see anybody outside of the trade of the exhibit floor. No, we go to the bowling alley.
That's real talk because, like I said, me and Kamal, we were trying to talk like doing like, you know, I know Kurt do the round table, and a lot of people, you know, a lot of barbers, you know, after the round, you know, we do the round table. Are we really having a round table because we're not having a serious dialogue or discussion about the industry and working together.
No.
Everybody else in the business, they working together. They making all the money off us. So they don't
exactly.
have a problem bringing us to their booth because they making money off us.
I'm trying to put something together for us to be able to meet and talk and discuss the issues. But it seemed as though nobody really was interested in doing those things. You know what I mean? Everybody say,
All you got to get with me. I got some guys that's down. You know, I have people on tap like Bob Baker in Kansas City, Missouri. I have a lot of people on tap. I have a network.
So you can get all that out. Yeah, I'm getting that information off rip. And yeah, I haven't got a chance to call him yet, but I need Brother Kamal here. So you can drop some of that knowledge on the people too. So let Kamal know he's gonna be getting a call for real. But yeah, but that's my vision. There's more than just standing behind the chair all day. Like Nick said, she don't want to be like 46, 47 years old still in the same spot.
I'm not gonna be.
There it is.
I'm gonna be putting hair on the flow, spiking it up, flipping it out, and any youngin' don't get up on it right now. I'm gonna be in a spot. But don't get me wrong. I got my hand back. I'm reaching out. You know what I'm saying? If there's anything I can do to help anybody, I don't care if I don't know. I will find out for you. But I can't, you know, I can't step back to reach back. My hand is out. Grab it. If you don't,
I'll see you when you get there.
That's like me. I make my accessible to everybody.
In the next couple of years, I'm just trying to go around and educate, man. I'm just trying to go help people do better. Like, you know, I just turned 43 yesterday. Oh, Hey, Benny, happy birthday, good brother. You know, it ain't 12 o'clock yet, but happy birthday.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So I just turned
43
yesterday. I'm like, man,
45.
Hey,
43. Hey, y'all old, man.
I'm better. You know, it's not old. I'm better.
And you know when I realized that,
2 weeks ago, man, I cut one of my clients' mom. That lady is 93 years old. She still lives by herself and still takes care of herself. So, bro, now I ain't old. I'm just getting better. 93? What?
I hear that.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, man, and this is where we need to be. You need to set yourself a goal at what age or what position in your career you want to be able to do X, Y, or Z. Because I'm ready. Hey, my daughter be going to college, 45, and I'm ready to go out and just educate and make some other people better, man. That's it. So let's get it. That's all I've got. But for all y'all that's supporting the Barber Game and supporting the Barber Zone, to say y'all, yeah, I'm coming through. And if y'all don't come to the show, I'm blasting people. Y'all see, I got a show. I'm gonna keep a list, and I'm blasting people on the show for missing the thing.
I want everybody to come out and have a good time. I mean, we're doing everything from like, you know, we talked about the education, the socialization. The ideas, that's the inspiration. We're gonna play around in the water park, that's the vacation. I mean, we're doing it all. We bowling, we golfing, we going to church, what else? We coming in, the list is so full.
Y'all got Bob Evans on tap too, what?
And y'all, when y'all find out these room rates, Y'all gonna flip out. I'm telling you. Flip out. Quiet rooms. I mean, if we ain't worked out the final price, because if I tell you that price and then you see the other one, you're gonna be like, oh my God. But we don't do rooms for really under $100 a night for the fam. Come on, man. Yeah, we make it where you can't. There'd be no reason for you not to be here that weekend. There's no reason. Well, you got time enough. You got time enough to budget it out and do everything. Let the wifey know and that, baby, take this off for the weekend because we're going to Columbus, Ohio. I have to go see this barber museum. That's a must for my career. I must go see the barber museum.
Right.
I must.
Right.
So, y'all. Just putting it out there. I couldn't hold back. I had to let it go. So I couldn't. But yeah,
yeah,
it's gonna be.
I'm glad it's time for me to sit on it too.
Yeah, it's gonna be a great barber time, man. That's all I'm saying to you. If you enjoy yourself when you go to Bronner and things like that, no, because this we gonna have after trade floor events. If we was at a corporation, it would be called team building event. So that's
right.
What we're gonna do. We're gonna have some fun, and we're gonna increase the education. The lady said, "How many people do you plan on coming?" I plan on holding out this whole hotel. Cause we gonna make it where you cannot. Not come. Yeah.
Yep.
If you don't come, your career is gonna suffer.
Right, because everybody else is elevating their game.
Everybody gonna be moving forward, and you're gonna be stuck.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, anybody who's like heard me in the last few months, I'm like this. It's time out for being like an addition or a sidebar to a show. As a barber, these shows are normally not built around us. You know, they're just glad that we came. Chavez and I talked to Premier a couple times, you know, in person and on the phone about, you know, giving barbers a more prominent presence in these shows, and you know, if you've been behind the scenes, like getting the booth and all that, you know how it works. You get a booth, you get a class. You know, a lot of people had a booth, they're not prepared to carry the class, so the class aspect of the barber presence suffers. Well, now you've got two barbers that work in the same city that are coming together to give you everything that they've got and everything that they've seen and everything that they've learned as we travel. So we're trying to make it, you know, the best event possible. And we're not worried about anything else but the barbers this time. We ain't trying to keep, you know, trying to make nobody else happy, or we're not answering to money and all that other stuff. We're giving barbers what they need, and we're making sure that we give them the biggest bang for their buck, because there's so much... There's so much that we miss when we do these things and we leave our families and all of that, and we know what it's like. So,
yeah. That's what it is. I want to bring all the experience of going to different shows and seeing somebody do this show and like, yo, why we can't get into something else, and bring all that together, plus the stuff that we're lacking from the other shows. The content. We're doing a whole bunch of what, smoke and mirrors. We need content that you can take back home instead of saying, man, I've seen such and such put all this black ice or all this color or all this glitter on somebody here, man. What did you learn at the show? What value did going to that show bring to your business?
Right.
Did it did it enhance the business, or did you just get to go to Atlanta for the weekend? Yeah, man, we went to the. Hey, we got it in today. But what did you learn? What did you bring back to the you know for your business? What did you bring back for your clients? I got a bottle of black ice.
Ooh,
huh?
Ooh. What?
What new technique did you learn? Oh no, nah, man! I got a can of exotic. You know, I got this one. I got this one can of sweet Jamila. So what did you learn, man? Nothing.
So, wait, are you talking about somebody going through the show? Because I was kind of off the line for a second.
What now?
I was kind of off the line for a second. I came in on, who are you asking these questions to?
Oh, no, we were just talking about doing the show here in Columbus and
basically, you were talking about what can you bring to these booths and things that to give more education versus just here's a bunch of people and a product so that people won't come home saying those things.
Yeah. Right. So you don't just go home talking about, you know, I get it all the time.
I'm all for
that. The clients be like, yo, so what, you know, what you do, man? What you learn or this, that, and the other?
And it started with
us. You gotta tell them something. You just can't show them a can of black eyes, but I brought that back. No, but what did you learn?
Yeah, if I have one aim, well, actually probably two aim and goals. One is to bring the family into it. I love seeing people where their husbands and wives are in the game, or the their family is in the game. You got another generation learning to pick up the trade. I love seeing that, so I want to make sure that we invite that kind of thing and make sure that the necessary things are provided so that can happen. The second thing I want to make sure that we do is get rid of this bare minimum mentality. You know, back to the reason that the show is on today is about what are the effects of the lack of education in our industry. And I think that, you know, it produces this bare minimum mentality. All I got to do is just get by. You know, you can't, why you want more out of me? I got my license, you know. I did the bare minimum. You know, we're trying to change that and make more inviting, you know. So I think that we're going to put our foot on that mentality that Chavez just talked about. You know, we're going to kill that. You know, either you're going to change your mindset, or, you know, the game's going to leave you behind, you know, and it's going to be nobody's fault but your own. Because we're going to promote this until everybody hears about it.
And it's not going to be where you can say, I didn't know. Oh, no, it ain't, no.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be where you can't say, I didn't know. No, no.
Yeah.
You just chose not to come, and your career will suffer. That's all I'm saying. We're going to make this event so invaluable that when you miss it, everybody you talk to is going to be like, man, you should have been there. Man, you should have been there.
Right.
And see, here's the thing. You get your family that knows what you do, but they don't know what you do when you get on the road. So to be able to bring your children to a show, we always say, Daddy's gonna be gone for 4 days, or Mommy's gonna be gone for 4 days. I gotta go to this hair show. Your 5 and 7 year old don't understand what you talk about. But when you take them and show them this is what Mommy and this is what Daddy does, oh, okay, but here, you can go to the water park while Daddy goes to this meeting. But I'm going to see you this evening and we're going to do this. Come on, man. But that makes your family stronger. That's what I used to value when my dad used to take us out west and we had to go to this because he had to do some work and we got to go and see this and this city and go and see that in that city. Oh, this is what my dad does, but I get to go have fun too. Come on, man. That's done better than the family anyway. So,
yeah.
Invaluable, y'all. But so it's the Come Get Your Head Right weekend in Columbus, Ohio. My man, me and my man Chris Burke, we about to start this off, y'all. So we gonna need the team. So just ask everybody to support it, man. And any way you can help, just let us know. You know, anyway, I don't care. Let's get it out there. Let's get it to the people. But, y'all, we at the end of the show. Yo, it's like 11:30. Wow. The time flies when you're being productive. So, excuse me. Y'all, next week, same time, 10 p.m., right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your man, Chavez Mama. You've been in the zone. Yeah. Educate yourself. Be a positive part of the barber game, man. Don't be a detriment. Be an asset. There's so many educational tools out there, more than it's ever been in history. It's right at the end of your thumb. No more going to the library and microfiche and flipping through the books and all that stuff. It's right at the end of your finger. You can type it in and watch it. So the excuses about I didn't know, we're going to get rid of them. So, y'all, thank you for supporting the Barber Zone. Thank you for everybody that was on the show this evening. Y'all, the love is, y'all just don't know how much the love keeps your boy moving. So, y'all, be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Stay tuned to BarberZone.org. We got a lot of events coming up, and we're going to keep you updated on that. But until next week, it's your man Chavez Moment, man. Come get your head right. Be going out with my man, Cool Ray. Appreciate that. I'll see y'all next week.
Welcome to Barber Zone, E.A.C.
Chavez.
Who?
Chop. I got a couple kids need cut. I need to tighten up myself.
Oh, we got you. Come on in and have a seat, man. Hey, Chop.
What up, fam?
Cuz out here got a few kids you need cut.
Oh, yeah? A few of them?
Yeah. Yo, Chop.
What up?
You know the motto?
Come get your hair right. First I get him into the barbershop. Sit him down and drape him up at the barbershop. Get him faded, tapered up at the barbershop.
Clients coming in, got my pockets looking real big.
Cause we all get it in at the barbershop. You can get a fresh cut up at the barbershop. We'll cut it, now be back to the barbershop.
Clients coming in, got my pockets looking real big.
It's just another day at the barbershop. I clean my barber chair, time to get it in with Chop. Turn my clippers on, clients rush the parking lot. This is Southside, number one barbershop. On the regular, we cut them so fresh. DJ Khaled with the clippers, we the best. I'm taking walk-ins, tell me who's next. We take cash, even debit, no checks. I see your cuts grown, welcome